Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
You about to start doing that song next. Who that is, mama? Who that is?
Shout out to all the mamas. Next week is your day.
Is your day?
Should we do that on this show? Or should we do a special show for mamas on this show, too?
Are you, mama, hey, mamas? I think so. There's a lot of mamas.
We might have a guest, though. I don't want to, you know, impede on a guest. Shout out to everybody that rocks out with us. I know that... we get a lot of requests for artists wanting to be on the show. Shout out to T-Quest, Fleet Artist, last week.
T-Quest!
You know who we are now? Yeah. Do you know who we are?
I don't even know who you guys are.
See, I'm with Fleet. And I don't know y'all.
You gonna learn today.
What did I tell her last? Did I say that last week?
Yep.
You gonna learn today.
Now she talking smack.
Talking smack. You're going to learn about us. That's that DJ the Poison Hef. If you don't learn nothing, you're going to learn about us.
The International Gentleman.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's a new hashtag, International Gentleman.
Gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide, baby. Shout out to the Ohio Fleet DJs.
Oh, wait.
I.O.
There you go.
I'm drinking on that Bacardi rum punch today.
You got the rum punch? I had the blue Hawaiian.
You had?
Oh my God. She bought the crispy, crunchy, chocolate cookies here.
Man.
Oh, yes.
Saturated with the cookies. Never mind the show. I gotta open these cookies first.
Hey, I'm drinking alcohol and cookies all together. They go hand in hand.
Huh. Know what they say about rum. Is he opening the bag on the show?
My fault. What they say about rum?
It'll make you angry.
Yeah, make you hungry? Angry.
Good things come to those who create.
We create a lot.
I know that's right. Every week.
Every week.
We create that fire. We create that heat.
If you haven't found out, be on the show. You're going to learn today.
If you are an artist and you are creating that heat, you need to get at us. What kind of cookies are those?
Oh, man. Okay. The producer brought down cookies to the station.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Crispy, crunchy, chocolate chip cookies. Gluten-free. Did you get that part?
Oh, I didn't see that. See?
Got you.
There she go.
Got him.
See? You know something? See?
Anything you eat in this household.
It's going to be something free. New. Yeah. See? She used the weight card against me again, bro.
Always got to bring the weight into this, don't you?
Always use the weight card against me in the studio. But I'm going to eat it anyway.
Does that mean you can have as many as you
want?
Yeah,
I can eat the whole pack.
Right. Is it gluten-free, baby?
You said cookies never do, so okay.
Cookies never make me feel fun.
I can't eat sweets. Like Oreos, regular people cookies.
You can't eat regular.
So.
Oh wow, she got eat gluten free.
But
she
taste can't. Them though.
But I'm about to taste them in a few seconds. No, I don't want to open up all the wrap on the thing. Oh yeah, she got open it up over there for me. Okay.
crumbling all up on it.
Yeah.
You know, eating on radio is a no-no.
Yeah, no.
They will fire your ass.
So is drinking on the radio.
we break up. Dead air. So wait a minute. You weren't talking the whole time.
Because we was drinking.
There is no quiet air on radio. Oh, God. You look like old school soft patch.
Look,
taking it back in the day.
Oh, they're crunchy, right?
Is he eating on the air?
Huh? You trying to say a fat guy can't eat on the air right now, bro?
Nobody's supposed to eat on the air.
Oh, my fault.
Is your mouth full?
Huh?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The flavor is good.
Oh,
God. And I like the crunchiness of it, too.
So, this week we have... Ever since people disrespected him for not... kicking at after his last album, he been going hard in the paint.
He been on rampage, yeah.
And what happened? What made him put fire into his flow again?
Because he got a little soft. They said, you know, because
them beats that he was making in them last couple albums was, I'm sorry, Joe Buttons said it right.
He starts sounding like a pop star. he didn't like that. He like, I'm not a pop star. I'm a rapper.
I was done when he started rapping over nothing but a piano. I don't like piano rap. I don't like piano songs.
You don't like John Legend, bro.
Nah, king of piano songs. This ain't the country bar.
What about Alicia Keys?
Again. I don't like piano songs.
Wow.
Like, when's the beat gonna kick in? I'll be about to lose it, bro, when somebody start playing piano and singing and rapping. I'm like, okay, where's the beat? Look, I'm out. Like, you wait the whole... And then what if they do a song and then the beat don't come in till like halfway in? I'll be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Will you...
Lil Wayne. So I was so glad when he got Swiss Beats on here. I'm like, if Swiss Beats don't have no... Swiss Beats. Your name is Beats. You're supposed to have a drum in there or someplace.
Yeah, I don't like piano songs. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of good piano songs out there. That's fire.
I don't know none.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Okay. So, are you talking about the M and Logic?
Yeah, but you said you really wouldn't. You kind of on the fence about it.
I'm on the fence with the Logic part. The M part, fire. I don't know. I don't know what to say about Logic, but. You know, people like it, I guess. It's getting
a lot
of fans.
A lot of people, a lot of my white friends were like, did he say the N-word? I was like, bro, you know he's black. He's black? Like, yeah, Logic is black. Nuh-uh. Yeah, bro, he's black. I did not know Logic was black.
Yeah.
By blood, but he may not look black, but he's...
No. His daddy is black.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that? He said, yeah. Oh, he paid him to say that. Yeah, his daddy's black. His mama's white. You know.
So.
Yeah.
We got
Graham cracker. He's a Graham cracker though.
Oh God! Did you just call?
Why my mic on? Dang! I said something else. Oh my goodness. Okay, she said she came from a graham cracker, so she could get a pass. But yeah,
so
we gonna play this?
Yeah, let's see what y'all think about it.
Before our guests come on?
Yeah, it's called Homicide. Mm. What made me mad about this song is at the end, M was killing it, and he's just gonna stop.
They should do that with it. They should do that with Logic at the beginning.
Are you not a Logic fan?
I'm on the fence with Logic. I don't know his purpose yet.
Huh?
First he's a suicide candidate. Then he's into his feelings. And now he's angry. I'm not.
That sounds like him. That sounds like Eminem.
But there's no balance with Logic. He has go to extremes.
Then his wife divorces him.
No,
she was not black. She was white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really white. Like,
yeah.
Blondish white or something?
Like his mama.
Oh. Yeah. His dad is a... Thotchik's dad is a player. You ever see?
Uh-uh.
There's a documentary on Netflix with had Logic on there. So let's get into this song. It's called Homicide.
Hey, be right back. Side Hustle.
Yeah.
Son, you know why you the greatest alive?
Why, Dad?
Because you came out of my balls, nigga.
Fuck rap, bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Go to catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no fuck that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, Slim Shady with rabies. I'm foaming at the mouth, ain't nobody taking me out. Every single rapper in the industry, yeah, they know what I'm about. And I dare you to test me, cause not a single one of you motherfuckers impressed me. And maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I'm full of innovation. And I'm tired of all of this high school, he's cool, he's not rap shit. Can a single one of you motherfuckers even rap shit? No, this ain't a diss to the game, it's a gas to the flame. Nowadays, everybody sound the same, shit's lame. Like a moth to the flame, I'm a real man and killer. No, you feeling the system when I'm spilling it, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, yeah, Bobby, but he been feeling himself. Man's metal like this can't be good for my health. When I rap like this, do I sound like shit? Well, it don't really matter, cause I'm killing this shit. Yeah, I'm killing this shit. Oh, yeah, I'm killing this shit. Bobby, how many times you been killing this shit? Find another round, goddamn, nigga shit. Fuck rap, bustle like an addict with a semi automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Go to catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no fuck. That. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, Slim Shady. There's nowhere to hide, we call this shit genocide. Hit them with that dude, and then they die. We gon' leave them crucified, we call this shit genocide. I got bitches, I got hoes, I got rare designer clothes. No, we ain't fucking with that. Yeah, there's a time and a place, but if you ain't coming with the illest of raps, calling yourself the greatest alive, then you don't deserve to do that. No, no, oh, no, no, please do not do that. You gon' get smacked, you gon' make Bobby attack. You gon' make Bobby boy snap, you gon' make Bobby boy snap, Bobby boy. Fuck rap, bustle like an addict with a semi-automatic. Who done had it and he ready for anybody to buck back? Go to catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no fuck that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, Slim Shady.
Like Jay-Z, jiggas up, you fuckers who didn't write anything. Are getting washed like bathing, young Hova. I know hitters like Yankees, gun toters to pull triggers like crazy. Unloaded, leave you shot up in your Rover. Your body goes limping, slumps over like A-Rod in a month low, but he just homered. Hold up, I said Rover because now your Rover is red. Like Red Rover, so you know what I meant. But I wrote over my opponents instead, making dark sounds. Cause I gotta keep breaking these bars down. I'll go slow for the speds. But when I go roof, like the Doberman said, I still think the roof would go over your head. Beast mode, motherfuckers about to get hit with so many foul lines. You think I'm a free throw? Figured it was about time for people to eat crow. You about to get outrhymed. How could I be dethroned? I stay on my toes like the repo of behemoth and sheep clothes. From the east coast to the west, I'm the ethos and I'm the goat. Who the best? I don't gotta say a fucking thing though, cause I'm seasonal. But you don't wanna hear me spit the facts. Your shit is ass like a tailbone. And you're trapped in your cell phone. I'm a chicken scratch, I'm a self-loathe. I don't wanna fucking listen to you spit your rap someone else wrote. Used to get beat up by the big kids, used to let the big kids steal my big wheel. And I wouldn't do shit but just sit still. Now money's not a big deal, I'm rich, I wipe my ass with 6 mil. Big bills like a platypus, the caterpillars coming to get the cannabis. I'm looking for the smoke, but you motherfuckers are scattering, battering everything. And I've had it with the inadequate man. I can see my dick is standing stiff as a mannequin. And I'm bringing the banana back in the fucking Hibana, in the handkerchief. And I'm thinking of bringing the fucking fingerless gloves back. And not giving a singular fuck like fuck rap. I sound like a fucking millionaire with a derringer with a hair trigger. About the bear hug it, fucking Terry and a Ric Flair dripper. Y'all couldn't hold a candle. A prayer vigil when I vent, they compare me to a fucking air duck. I'm about to bare knuckle it, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna go upside the head with a Nantucket Africa fucking dab. Or the track is the blood I'm attracted, I'm attacking it. What Dracula, fuck that shit, I'm up back with a thud. Man, stop.
Look what I'm planning. I'm planning to do all this while you're panicking and you're looking and staring at mannequins. And I'm going to fanikins trying to get up a planikins. All of the planikins, sanikin, fan, panikins. Well, all the mannequins, sanikin, Anna in a cabana. You're in a cabana. I'm in a cabana and a chanting. I'm in a cabana chanting on a stand-up banner. Well, you don't got the stamina, you're lacking the stamina. You're lacking the stamina while you're divorcing Harrison Ford. And I'm in a Porsche and I'm flowing ports while I'm on torrent. Using way too many napkins. Papkins. Lapkins is chapkin. You're using chapstick and napkins while I'm papkin. What? Flapping around like a babkin.
What's this part of this?
Flamming a babbin a pan of chapkin. Damn it.
He said she loses way too many napkins.
What the
and heck? The bladigans.
Shenanigans? What's the shenanigans? What's that at the end of that song?
I don't know, bro. That's what I was talking about. Like, bro, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You had me going. It was a good song, and then you went into that silliness.
Okay.
He throwing shots at somebody?
He ain't throwing shots. Hey, but that's Logic featuring Eminem. So, you know what we do each week? We got a guest worldwide. That's why we call Side Hustle Worldwide. Because we bring the best guest on here.
Yeah.
With the hottest music.
Yeah.
And doing their thing. Doing their hustle right now. Because the hustle is real. So we got an artist. He goes by a lot of different AKAs. Mr. AKA, when you see me, you better salute. Oh, AKA, straight from the Geek Squad. Yeah, AKA, see me in the streets. Okay, I let him say the rest of them. With that being said, with further ado, we got General Vega in
salute.
We're saluting right now, sir.
General Vega reporting for duty.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. I greatly appreciate it. It's an honor, you know, that you would even think to have me on your platform and introduce me to your listeners. And I'm very humbled. Thank you so much.
Man. Hey, we're trying to get in your bio. That's what we're trying to do. That's
Yeah. It's been a minute. We've been talking back and forth on IG, man. We've been trying to get you on for what, a couple weeks?
Yeah, it's been a little while. And by the way, before we continue, it's the Geek Mob, Geek Squad, of those people that fix your computer.
Oh, my fault.
Right.
My fault,
right,
General.
Right.
It's cool. Thank you for correcting me.
Right. Geek Mob.
Yeah, we beat the Geek Squad guys up when they come out when they come out for break. We go beat those guys up. That's what we do.
Oh, they said because you know about, you know, technology, you can't be, you know, can't be gangster.
Absolutely.
And know about what's going on in hardcore.
Oh, you have to. You have to nowadays.
Right.
Well, because that's what the thugs are at right now in technology, to be honest.
Nip.
Absolutely.
Nip was deep into his technology.
The Geek Squad, they fix your computer. The Geek Mob, we hack your computer. So we're in cahoots. We're in cahoots with each other. You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. With that being said, sir, can you let us know where you're from and who you are for those who do know you?
Absolutely. I'm originally from parts unknown. I'm from Space Mountain. Let's go that direction. No,
another anonymous.
I'm from New York originally, and I currently live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a New York guy through and through.
Wow.
General Vega, to make a long story short, was born out of necessity. General Vega is a character, is an MC, is a movement that is definitely rooted within hip-hop and wanting to be an alternative. Nowadays, it just seems like everybody sounds the same. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, copies flows and they have the same look. And I was waiting for an artist to come out. I was waiting for somebody that made me feel like, don't get me wrong, the J. Cole's and the Kendricks. And, you know, there are quite a few other artists that came out that I was very supportive of. But I just wanted something new and innovative and different. And that artist never came out. So I became that artist. You know, I always had an affinity for music. So I just felt as if, you know, don't complain about the state of music nowadays. All the old heads, that's the first thing they do is complain about music. In my mind, either pick up a mic and rhyme or go to the internet and support independent artists.
Mm. Preach.
You know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. All that complaining about these young men and these young women out here, if you don't like what they're doing, give them an alternative. Show them that you're better than them, or show them that you can also be inclusive and support them. You know, bring them to the side and say, hey, listen, I like what you're doing, but here's an alternative. And that's what General Vega does. And the Geek Mob is a group of individuals, I call them the initiated, that understand that there is an alternative, that understand that you don't have to be a drug dealer, you don't have to, you know, disrespect women, or you don't have to go the direction that is money driven in the industry. You could be exactly who you are and still show skill and still show that you have what it takes to make good music. And that's what I want to do. You know, I'm cool with a lot of people in the industry, and that's something that maybe we can talk about a little bit later on in the conversation. But I do know quite a few people.
Wow,
man. Now, would you say that good hip hop went back to underground? Would you say? Because
I would, but not 100%. I mean, there's still good hip hop on the radio now. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I don't like to alienate. You know what I mean? I don't want someone who is striving to be heard on the radio to feel as if in order for their music to be considered good hip hop, it has to be underground.
True.
You know, because once again, you know, there are quite a few artists out today that if you listen, you know, I just heard some people like Logic, some don't. Eminem is still active, whatever. You know,
we just had that conversation. We just had.
Of course you did. Of course you did. You know, so basically, what it is that, you know, again, just an alternative. You know, in terms of hip hop going back to underground. You know, I mean, there are people on the underground that are whack, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So it just all depends on your palate. It depends on your taste in music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
seems like it's more what's the word? It's more more whackness in the mainstream than good artists. I mean,
I agree.
And I just think that, man, artists like you need to be heard, man, and that's why we definitely had to get you on the show.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Cuz you have something to say. You have a message. You make damn good music. We were just sitting
Thank
here listening
so much.
To some of your songs, man. And I was like, oh, this is Thank true hip hop right here. This
yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
What are your, some of your influences? Because you got some true hip hop.
Yeah, you know, my influences, of course, are anybody who's a lyricist. Mm. You know, I mean, one of my biggest influences is. You know, I like, you know, J. Cole. I like Kendrick. I like Rakim. Mm. I like Big Pun. I like G-Rap. Mm. I like, you know, I like Phil Collins. I like George Michael. I like, you know, Pat Benatar. It just depends. Okay. I like Nirvana.
Oh, I never
so
did he say Pat Benatar?
What
he
it did? Does is...
He threw out Pat Benatar?
Yeah, because my influences allow for me to broaden my scope and my horizon. If your influences are just... the street drug dealers, that's going to be reflected in your music. Mm. But if you say, oh, my influence is Christopher Cross, a lot of people don't know who Christopher Cross is, right? But if you, I mean, Google is an amazing thing, you know? I mean, Pandora is an amazing thing. You could educate yourself on different forms of music. And once you do that, you see that there's more than what you're able to see outside your peephole. You know what I mean? It's a big world out here, you know, and I think that needs to be reflected in music because that's what music is intended to do. It's the news from the street, but the street is not just any town, tough neighborhood USA. The street is also, you know, Main Street in Maine, Main Street in Portland, Oregon, Main Street in Port Washington, New York, Main Street in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, and I mean, everybody doesn't necessarily come from the mean streets. So you have to make music that also could be, you know, digested by those people as well. And I intend to do that. So,
but General Vega, this is Hef speaking. You said Pat Benatar, bro. You just took me there. He just took me there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Pat Benatar?
Because that song just popped in my head. We belong.
Pat Benatar is fire, bro.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't say "Love is a Battlefield." I'm surprised you didn't say that. Yo, listen, I went to Waffle House and I put that on. They were looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Right? And I'm like, "Yeah, that's right. That's how I operate."
Yeah.
You understand? Because
the general,
you know, yes, sir.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, because you're the general.
Yeah, I am. And just to give you a little insight. The reason why, I mean, my name came about this way. Funny story, I'm going to give you the short version.
Yeah.
I'm a Star Wars fan. I was like, who's the baddest dude? I always like the villain. So the villain, of course, is Darth Vader. You know, and so I was just like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm a big black dude, right? So then I was like, yo, I'm going to be Dark Vega. Then I was like, because I like, but then I was like, yo, I like Street Fighter, right? Yeah. And so I was like, yo, I'm a real handsome dude. You guys don't know, believe me. So listen, I said, I'm a real handsome dude. So there's a guy on Street Fighter. I used to play the game all the time. When his mask comes off, he's a handsome dude. That's real life stuff I'm talking about here, right? So then I'm like, yo, I'm going to be Dark Vega. But then I was like, that kind of sounds a little bit. But then I said, it's a followers culture now. Everybody's following each other. No disrespect to anybody, but if you say to your buddy, hey, man, I got to come up with a rap name. I got a good idea. And he says, what's your name? Well, you know, there's 21 Savage, so I'm going to be 22 Savage. She's like, come on, yo, you don't do that. You know what I mean? Right, you got to be original. So I said, being that it's a followers culture, I want to be the leader. I want to be the head honcho. I want to be the guy. I want to lead the movement. So who better than the general? And that's how my name came about, General Vega. You understand? And so that's ultimately, you know, I just felt like I wanted to be the leader of something because I'm going to lead people in the proper direction. And that direction is being who you are. You know what I mean? My whole album is about being an individual and not worrying about what other people think about you, because at the end of the day, what other people think about you is not going to benefit you in the long run. It's going to hinder you from being great. You know, anybody that's a great artist, you know, they don't worry about what people think. People look at Prince and like, oh, look at this. Yeah, but he don't care. Great artist. Any artist that is a legend, you know, didn't care about what people thought about them. They just spearheaded a movement and went forward.
You are
and
so right.
That's pretty much what it is.
That is a great example to use. Like Prince, you know, he didn't care. Who cares if my butt hanging out in my jeans?
I'm not going that far, but I'm saying he's the man, though.
Yeah,
not doing
who
that.
Who cares if I'm wearing heels? Nah, you know.
I don't think he's going there either.
Oh, he ain't going there.
Yeah, I'm not doing none of that. Hey, I'm not even doing the skinny jean thing. Skinny jeans belong on Billie Jean. But I mean, no, I mean, you know, I mean, just the, you know, I mean, hey, everybody, and that's another thing. I don't look down on dudes that's their style. If that's what you want to do, who am I to say that you're wrong from doing it? Because I don't want you to look at me and say, God, you got on the top hat. What are you doing? I'm doing what I want to do. Just like you got pink socks on. That's what you want to do. So do what you want to do. I just choose not to go the direction you're going. Like you choose not to go to the direction I'm going. But we still can respect each other's standpoint and still build. That's what it's all about.
Oh, that's real. That's real. Hey, this is General Vega. Hey, this is Side Hustle. Hey, so let's do this real quick, General. We got some of your music that you have blessed us with. Hey, which track can we spin for the audience first?
You know what? The first track you should spin is Salute the General. That's featuring Wordsworth, who is a legend in the underground.
Yeah.
He's been all over the world. He's done shows, Lyricist Lounge. He's done SpongeBob. He's done so many different things, and he's been an inspiration to me, and I'm very fortunate to call him a good friend. So definitely, Salute the General should kick things off from my standpoint.
Hey, y'all heard what he said. This is General Vega. And he says, salute the general.
Yeah.
Be right back right after this.
Do we have all the information? We have all the intel.
Yes, we do. We're ready. Ready. Have you reported to General Ward?
We have coordinates for the Geek Mob. They came in. We just let it.
Yes, okay.
General Wordsworth, proceed.
Salute the general. I don't do subliminals. Beefing like the Florida Gators versus Seminoles. Us against them in the streets recruiting criminals. Ready for war, gas, nuclear, and chemical. Practice what I preach, but don't call me a reverend. Probably see me walking to heaven with Jordan 11s. Still young, more to come, but they call me a legend. 6:55 now, interview call at 7. Tired of winter, now down to Florida heading. Good rhymes, good times since Florida Evans. Looking for enemies, look around, they all in your presence. In the club, in the studio. They all in the sessions. Got a dame named Latoya. Body of a stripper, but the brain of a lawyer. From Spain down Georgia. Leather furniture with our names that's embroidered. White carpet, shoes off, must remain in the foyer. Paychecks, always stay fresh on stage dress. Home from tour, record an album with a day's rest. No option, the plan is that you all dead. Salute the general, put your hand to your forehead.
When you see me on the street,
streets. See me on the streets. See me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets. See me on the streets. See me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets. See me on the streets. See me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets. See me on the streets. See me on the streets.
Salute the general.
Salute the paratrooper with power maneuvers. Our paddle canoeers deep in Schitt's Creek, filled with cattle maneuver. I'm packing a Ruger, thinking about jacking the Uber, crashing the Uber. Play dead, cancel my future. That was a blooper. Hopped up, back to the future. Marty McFly, DeLorean, classic commuter. It's been an honor having been saluted by a legend in music. Hypothetically, allegedly recruited by the doofus with a mega movement of weird followers that play D&D at 53 against college nerds. I still believe Prime is alive in the omniverse and say you were the number one. Silver Surfer comics work. I'm still the leader of the geeks and the freaks and the weirdos and the nerds from the city to the verse. Salute words for the vivid verse, iconic individual. Hand above the eyebrow now.
Salute the general.
When you see me on the streets, see me on the streets, see me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets, see me on the streets, see me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets, see me on the streets, see me on the streets.
Salute the general.
See me on the streets. See me on the streets. See me on the streets.
Salute the general.
Yeah, mission has been completed. You know, we can go ahead and pack up for the day and move on out. General Wordsworth and General Vega definitely take care of business. Thank you very much. Over and out. Over and out.
Good job. Good job. Thank you. Mission complete. Mission complete.
Geek Bob.
Hey,
right.
Y'all right. Heard it? That's AK Mr. See Me in the Streets, AKA When You See Me, Salute. That's General Vega.
Man.
In.
Reporting for duty. Reporting for duty.
Yeah.
Man, what? Hey, that was like that. You know, back in the day when hip hop artists dropped some music. And you get that feel good mute feeling in your body. You just like,
yeah.
We sitting here nodding our heads.
Thank you.
They're like, oh, that's the song must be good because y'all just got quiet.
Yeah.
Y'all
both. My wife's just like, y'all nodding your head. This must be some
unison.
Hey.
Fire.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's what the music is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel it. You know, be a part of it, and I'm very fortunate, and I'm humble. Thank you, I appreciate the fact that you all even listen to it.
Man, how did you and Wordsmith hook up? How'd y'all?
Well, Wordsworth.
Wordsworth, my fault.
Yeah. Actually, we've been friends for several years, and he's had a very successful career in hip hop. You know what I mean? So it was the thing of I always rhymed, but my. Well, I didn't really want to get into it, but I will. Y'all are cool. My line of work kind of made it so I chose not to do hip hop in an open setting because for many years I was a professional bodyguard. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I was with Young Jeezy for several years. I was with B.O.B. for years. I was with Wiz Khalifa for years. And being that I didn't want them to look at me rhyming as a segue trying to get into the game, I suppressed it and I never let them know that I can rhyme. You know what I mean? Because then if I go up to them and be like, yo, I got verses, wow, you trying to get into the game, you ain't trying to work. And so I didn't want to co-mingle the two, so I let my rap hobby take the back seat completely to what I did for a living.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'd mentioned before that I know a lot of people in the industry. And the thing is that it would have been so easy for me to go the route of name dropping and saying to people that I worked for and telling bodyguard stories or how I held the gun or how I beat dudes up for a living. I would have been on. I'd have been in the game, I'm sure. Because if I say, yo, I smacked somebody for Young Jeezy in club such and such, somebody's going to get back to him and say, yo, who's this dude? He going to say, oh, yeah, that's him. That's real. It's not a thing of just me doing music. There's real things that have been done in life. And, you know, these things are done for pay. It's not being tough when you get beer goggles after you come from the bar. It's just what you do. You know what I mean? So, but I didn't want to go that direction, you know, and that's why I went the total opposite, which is a harder way. And Matt Hardaway is to talk about cougars and Ubers and wrestling and Comic-Con and comic books, because though I was a professional bodyguard, these are things that also make up who I am. So I decided to go that route, and it was therapeutic for me, because, you know, nowadays especially, you see what type of energy comes to you when you're talking the tough guy thing. You know, I don't need to do that. You know, I just,
because you're a tough guy. Tough guys don't need to talk about what they could do.
You know what? People that are in the military are tough guys. You know what I mean? I'm just a regular dude who got paid to beat up thugs. You know what I mean? Yeah. That, you know, people say, oh, you're a street guy. I'm not a street guy. I beat up street guys. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, and I'm retired now. I call myself a citizen. I'm a taxpayer. I just walk the streets and I say, hey, good morning. And that's it. I don't want any problems.
Well,
you know, I just, that's it. I just want to write rhymes. And I'm very fortunate to have people that come from all over the world that support me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I explain to people that have come to me that the numbers that you see on Instagram or on social media, those aren't indicative of your following, because I have pictures from people that are in Australia that have my merchandise, New Zealand that have my merchandise, Africa that have my merchandise. My first interview was in Africa. You know, the first t-shirts I ever sold were in Nairobi, Kenya. So, you know, you might only have 3,000 followers, but you may have way more than that in regards to the quality of each follower, you know. And it could be very lucrative financially too, if you do things right and if you know your paperwork. And Words was very instrumental and assisted me with that. You know, once you start knowing metadata sheets and split sheets and, you know, your points, your publishing, your publisher administrator, you know, people that open up doors for you that normally only record labels have access to.
So
to MC, I'm able to do that, you know, so.
So here we go forward. All these artists that you were bodyguards to, are they now rap, like, man, why didn't you tell me you rap, man? Why didn't you tell
No, because they don't. Because if you look at my get up, I don't show my face.
Yeah. We was wondering that. Why you don't show your face? And
because it's not about how I look. It's not about who I am or what I used to do. It's just about the music. That's all it's about. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm a dude like you're a dude. Like, you know, I mean, yo, you know, we like the ladies. We thoroughly enjoy our, you know how it goes. Yeah. But I'm not about that. That's easy. What's difficult is sharing who you are legitimately as an artist and trying to make people really listen to what it is that you're saying. Nowadays, everything is microwavable. Everything is 30 seconds and it's done. People don't put on headphones and listen to music. You might catch more of a song if you're riding your vehicle, you know what I mean? But just to sit down and really listen to lyrics and listen to what somebody's saying and recognize that this person is talented, you know, it's, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's a little different. It's a little different. And so I didn't want to take away from that. If anything, I wanted to immerse myself in conveying that message to whoever listens to me. And I've been very successful in doing so thus far.
Man, because everything that you say is real and genuine. So that alone makes people want to rock with you even more. I mean, especially from my aspect, I like the music. And now that I hear what you're talking about and what you're speaking on, it makes it even more. Make me want to listen to you even
Salute
more,
to you.
Man.
I'm becoming
a big fan, man. I can't wait to hear the whole entire album.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm definitely going to send it to you.
I got to have it.
100%.
Cap a t-shirt?
A play. Of course you can. That's of course you can.
I get a t-shirt.
Of course you can. Hey, it's only fair that you gave me a platform that the least that I could do is give you the truth along with a t-shirt. It makes sense, right? You know what I mean?
Hey, so General, how was your transformation of leaving New York and moving to the ATL? How was that transformation? How was that for
you? It was smooth because my father lives down here. So I used to always come and visit him. So I already kind of knew what to expect.
Oh, okay.
I don't necessarily care for it, just being honest with you. I mean, it's what you make it. But a lot of people, like, I got a lot of buddies. I'm coming down here. I can't wait to get down there. It's 75 women to every one dude. I say, yeah, that's true. It's official. It's official. If that's what you on right now, that's official. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, even the monsters get tired of living on Monster Island. I mean, if you are not accustomed, and this is not me bragging or me being a high siding, as they say in certain places. If you a man that gets women and you've always enjoyed beautiful women, having money and not having money, coming down here is no different. It's not a big deal. Now, if you're a guy that, you know, you just start getting out and women start noticing you and women are talking about your cologne smells good, yeah, you're going to thoroughly enjoy that lifestyle for 3 years. I just told you I was a professional bodyguard. Mm. And I told you it was for 3 platinum artists. Mm. What? Come on, brother. You understand this lifestyle. If you know hip hop and if you know what happens in terms of groupies or in terms of bodyguards or in terms of, you know, it gets, Atlanta is no different than Miami. Miami is no different than Houston. Houston is no different than, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. You know what I mean? Just like people say all the hoods are the same. It's just different slang, just different terms. It's the same thing with that as well. So, hey, Atlanta is what you make it. You know what I mean? A lot of people, when I say I don't really care for it, it's not to say that I don't care for it in regards to the quality of life. I don't care for it in regards to the amount of black men that are homeless. Oh, wow. The amount of black men that are walking around that are sleeping with women, giving them AIDS, and then them women turn around and sleep with dudes, and now these dudes, wow, like, it's a lot of crazy stuff, yeah, down here that's, yeah, real wicked. You know what I'm saying? I, yeah, seen sisters come from different towns, and they felt like they couldn't compete because the ass wasn't fat enough. I don't know if I could curse on here, my bad.
Yeah, you, but, you know,
they felt like they couldn't compete. So all of a sudden now you got a girl, she feel like she got to get a weave. She feel like she got to get ass shot. She got to become a, wow, bartender. She got to become a stripper just to compete because it's not enough straight dudes here for her just to walk the street. And hey, how you doing, sister? Could I talk to you for a minute? Because if she say no, every 5 minutes is another one. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, she feel like she got to change who she is in order to compete. And, I mean, I look at those type of things, and being an artist, I don't care for that. How can you truly be an artist and not be tapped into the street? Street ain't just guns and drugs and,
yeah,
and being a tough guy and putting tattoos on your face. Street is poverty, pain. You know what I'm saying? The results of drugs and all of that type of stuff. I'm not trying to preach whatever, but I talk to people a lot of times and they're like, yo, you sound like an older dude. I said, yo, I watch and I learn and I listen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not quick to always be talking. Sometimes you got to listen. You know what I mean? And in doing so, you'll learn a lot of things. So that's pretty much why, you know, I mentioned Atlanta in that light. But it wasn't, I like it because of one thing or another. It's just the current state of some of the stuff I see. That's all.
Oh, man. Hey, General. Hey, so we got to another one of your tracks here.
Cool.
Which track were you doing next?
You know what? Put on Geeks, because I think Geeks, that's the jump off. That's the first song that I wrote on the album. That's the song that's getting a lot of play in Munich, Germany, as well as Berlin. They really rocking with it over there. They support it, you know, and I think that the people like it as well. You really got to listen to the lyrics. Hilarious. It's just comedy. So, yeah, Geeks would be the next one you guys should play.
Okay. Be right back right after this. This is General Vega.
Salute.
This is Geek.
Geeks.
Geek mob. Official tough guy, with me you don't wanna tangle. I leave you mangled, then disappear like Chris Angel. I'm Kurt Angle, heel hook snake your ankle. I must break you, pull your spine through your navel. I'm willing, Never question if I'm able, non-fatal. Go from critical to stable. If I can take you, that's a sign of bonus for my label. Forget World Star, this is pay-per-view cable. It's all mental, got a spot on Jimmy Kimmel. No tuxedo, spent some dough on the rental. So suspenseful, it was me and Kylie Jenner. Talked about Olympic medal winners and transgenders. No censors, they say I'm a repeat offender. Non-pretender, Fight Club senior member. Who could stop me? Status got me acting cocky. The world's watching, I got my sponsors scared to drop me. I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you. Cause I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you. I tend to think super, attempt to carjack an Uber, pick up a cougar, just to do the pit maneuver on a state trooper. Hop out and run for cover, I got it covered. Something like a crop duster, a block hustler. But I'm not a drug dealer, a faith healer. The money makes me pray clearer, a faith sealer. I'm scared of the grim reaper, the daydreamer. It makes a nightmare seem realer. 82er, yes I'm an old schooler. Call me Bueller, that's before they had computers. A riot looter, stole a first person shooter. Call of Duty, hacked all the stealth maneuvers. Plain and simple, I murder any instrumental. I grow my beard out, now I look just like Kimbo. Heaven's hero, on the net undefeated. You say he lost the fight, I say the other guy cheated. I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you. Cause I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you.
If anyone has left a toddler locked in their car, he just found your stash.
Oh my God, my baby, my mouth.
I drive a Mitsubishi, no tints and you can see me. My motor's leaking and my axle's real squeaky. Pumping BGs, yes I roll down the window. Driving real slow, pump my fists with the tempo. Forget the rich folk, more money, more problems. They got problems, more money can't solve them. I'm from the bottom, ate cereal for dinner. I'm still a winner, it tastes like Rays on the river. Old as Ben Stiller, crazy like Steve Stifler. I chug Miller, professional keg lifter. Beg to differ, they call me the liver killer. Distilled liquor makes me touchy like a hair trigger. What you call it? No, I'm not an alcoholic. Okay, I stop it. I keep Coors in my closet. Got stock options, so I gotta make a profit. Meet me at the Irish pub, then McCool's got it. I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you. Cause I'm the leader of the geeks, hero of the weirdos. Haters like to speak, nothing I can hear though. Logged on to Instagram, looks like I'm losing fans. It don't really matter long as I got you.
Hey guys, after this we're going to the arcade.
That's General Vega.
Shit, we going salute, to arcade.
Salute.
Yeah.
Did he say he used to eat cereal for dinner? No, that's real.
Court. What did he say? Beer in the closet.
he grew his beard out, looking like Kimbo. Yeah. That's real. I see that.
Yeah.
Pick up a cougar in the Uber.
It's some bars to hear.
Man, I like. Do you have visual for that song yet?
I did a placement. So what I did is I basically took a lot of clips and I put them all together so you can get it. What I did is I took Napoleon Dynamite because that's one of my favorite movies and. Yeah. That's the backdrop of it. And then I put pictures for all the references for people that didn't get the references. You know what I mean? So then you have a visual of what it is that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, I saw that visual in my head. I could really direct that.
Yeah,
right
the
there.
Part where the music stops about the kid. And
Who's kid?
Right.
They found your stash.
But like, I mean, if people listen, like if I'm like, I'm a cool dude, sip an ice house in an igloo. Naturally, on a video, I mean, what's an igloo? It's an ice house, but I put the beer. ice house is also, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and it's cold. So you get it, right? So, but some people won't get it. So I put the visuals up there.
Yeah, that's a hot track, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, so, like I say, you Mr. Worldwide yourself. General hit every spot. So, you know, we talked to an artist last week who just came back from Africa. So tell us about your trip to Africa.
Okay, now, I did not go to Africa for my interview. I was called from Africa, from Nairobi, Kenya, specifically by DJ Zach and his co-host Corinne. So I have not been to Africa.
Oh, you haven't been to Africa. But you've been to Germany then, right?
Yes, of course. I've been everywhere, man. You know, of course, all the regular Cancun, DR, Cabo, all that stuff. You know, I've been in Nicaragua. You know, my passport is very good. My sky miles are very healthy.
So did you perform when you was in Germany?
No, I did not. I have not performed outside of the United States as of yet. Oh,
not yet.
Mm-mm. Oh man, I can't wait to perform. I do have a healthy following. So what I've told a lot of the people that that have supported me, I say, hey, listen, don't worry about paying me. If you get a venue and get five people in that venue that really love hip hop, I'll come out on my sky miles. I'll perform, give out T-shirts, and then you let them go out into the streets and tell their friends. So then the next time I come, instead of five, it's 15. Instead of 15, it's 25. I believe in an organic movement and growth. I don't have the machine behind me with money. So I got to grind for real. And I got to, you know, you got to show up sometimes and just perform for a couple of people. But I have faith in what it is that I do. So it'll go. It'll take time, but it'll definitely go. You know what I mean? And I've had a couple of offers because people do see dollar signs when they see the whole General Vega movement. And the thing is, it's not about the hip hop. It's about, you know, the top hat and the bandana and the all black. And, you know, they want to exploit that. You know what I mean? They say, well, listen, if we put money behind this, you're going to have an Eminem type following. Nah, I don't. I have to have creative control and I need my publishing. Yeah. You guys don't want to give me that. So I'll stay over here.
So you stay independent for right now. So that's good. That's good. Man.
Yes, sir.
So do you have mixtapes out right now? Because we understand that you have an album out right now, right?
Right, I do.
But do you also have mixtapes too? Or
just no, I don't believe in doing mixtapes. That's just me. You know, what I do is I do albums and then I do drops. So, for instance, I did, there's a 5-part series that I did called Vega Verse. And I have Vega versus Wu-Tang. So I rhymed over a Wu-Tang beat. Vega versus Mobb Deep. I rhymed over a Mobb Deep beat. So I always just drop stuff unexpectedly. So I stay in the ears, but just to do a mixtape, I wouldn't do that. Actually, I would put that time and effort into another album. And I have another album that'll be dropping next month, probably towards the end of June. So, I write on a regular basis and I stay active, but to put out, a mixtape, I don't necessarily see the value of it. And of course that goes against industry rules, you know, because you want to put out a mixtape in between your albums so people can, you know, hear what you got cooking, see what you got so you can stay in the now. I believe that if you have a product, it's almost like you don't see commercials for Bentleys, right?
No.
It sells itself, right? You know, it's just when you see it, you know you're seeing something special, right? When you pull up next to it, you don't say, how come we've never seen any marketing or promoting for Bentley?
You're right, because I don't see a commercial for Tesla. But I see so many Teslas on the street right now.
Listen, that's how it goes, right?
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts,
and so my thing is, you know, like you don't see commercials for caviar, right? But we know that when you go to certain restaurants, it's there.
Yeah.
And there's probably no price on the menu because if you have to ask for the price, it's not for you.
Facts.
That's my brand.
That's
you know
your
what
brand.
I mean? And so I don't feel as if as an independent artist, I have to pretend, to go the same route as artists that are signed or artists that are industry, because I'm not, you know, I don't feel the pressures of, hey, it's third quarter, or, you know, you get a lot of these artists that come out independent and then they sign. And now you're like, how come Lil Uzi Vert's not put out music? Or why is such and such saying, why is Young Dolph saying, I wish I never signed a deal? Why are these independent artists who signed a deal all unhappy?
Could they work with
Puff? And if you're smart, you might say, I don't know why they're unhappy, but guess what? I don't want to be in that position, so I'll just hold it down where I am right now.
Just hold it down right now. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm looking at the time, General. We got to get. I want to get your last song in here before we, you know, before we have to get you, your stats before you take off. We want to introduce your last song.
The last song that will be played tonight is called Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. For those that watch Revenge of the Nerds,
yes!
It'll be your favorite song.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that movie. I remember that.
Hey, you'll love it. You'll love it. Stay tuned. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Be right
General
back.
Vega, salute.
Salute.
Wow.
Geek Mob.
I'm way past my prime, so what, I'm never quitting, forever rapping, a mum rider ever living, better spitting, like I got bad manners, it's Barry Sanders, versus the Green Bay Packers, or the Panthers, on point like moose antlers, sick dancer, Maroon 5 with Mick Jagger, a real geeker, I went out the club fever, I got bored, and fell asleep by the speaker, I woke up, and they were playing Justin Bieber, the techno version, the DJ made me a believer, religious rap, you might find me in a temple, a cool dude. Sip a nice house in an igloo. Plain and simple, I need as many fans as Pitbull. The nerdy ones, they relate to the stuff I'm into. Beats and menus, and underground rap venues. The Black Hindu, I'm Gandhi on the instrumental. I
every time I hear a beat like this, it really makes me wanna rhyme.
Yes it does, yes it does, yes it does.
I couldn't come up with the hook, so I'ma have to say this one more time.
Yes I do, yes I do, yes I do.
Please excuse me if I'm on the way, I really say this on my mind.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Don't remember anything I'm mentioning. To the sky.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Complete backpacker that hangs out with mad hackers. Forget beefing. I could leave your life shattered. Change your password. To be honest, won't matter. Call the Geek Squad. The Geek Mom moves faster. Total disaster. When you go out for dinner, you don't know it, but yeah, you're a sex offender. On Tinder, that's a real life ender. Forget back and forth. I'm about return to sender. Please believe me. I'm on point like a teepee. I'm big as Big Show. Though I was born a preemie. Play a Ouija, talk to James Gandolfini. Ask him if I'm gangster like Sopranos on the TV. A good buddy confessed to me that he was gay. Big deal, we all knew that anyway. He said,
how'd you know?
At karaoke you sing J-Lo. What's your favorite color? He said,
okay, it's the rainbow.
Every time I hear a beat like this, it really makes me wanna rhyme.
Yes it does, yes it does, yes it does.
I couldn't come up with the hook, so I'ma have to say this one more time.
Yes I do, yes I do, yes I do.
Please excuse me if I'm on the way, I really say this on my mind.
Wait a minute.
Remember anything I'm mentioning is middle finger to the sky.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I love good music, the industry's not helping. I went to Target and bought the best of Willie Nelson. Hell's Angel on the highway to heaven. To make certain, I'm riding a shotgun with the Reverend, the geek leader. Who the respected? Ripped jeans, my shirt says Led Zeppelin, the trucker hat.
Hey, welcome back everybody to Side Hustle. We had to fade it out a little bit. Hey, General, sorry about that. I know we ran out of time. But,
I understand. Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, before you take off, what do you have planned for the summer?
Oh, man, dropping the second album. I plan on – actually, I got my first paid show. It's going to be in Philadelphia. I know you're running out of time, but I'll definitely send those shirts off, and I'll be in touch with you guys. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
When you drop your next album, come back by because we could, you know, we could play for the listeners. Also, because, you know, because you're family now. Also, how can they follow you on social media?
General underscore Vega on Instagram. www.thegeneralvega.com is my website. And you can follow me also on Spotify and all streaming platforms under General Vega. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, no, man. You family, it's a blessing that you came on. Thank you for it. It's an honor. Hey, y'all know what he said. Follow him on IG or all social platforms at General_Vega. That's V-E-G-A. Simple to spell. And when you see him, salute him. And with that being said,
salute.
Thank you. He's family. I'm Hefe. We be out. Thanks.
Link up with Sign Hustle Radio on Facebook.